This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It is garbage television. It is called The Bachelor, and we all are on one side of this conversation, and Annie is obsessed. But apparently she might be coming to the dark side, Dan.
Good. Let the hate flow through you.
Let's get to it.
He's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. And he's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
And don't get her started. A supermarket Joe.
Why you mad, Annie?
Annie's obsessed. Bachelor Edition.
Dan, let me tell you why I'm mad. It's week two of Matt James, and I'm already ready to throw in the towel. I genuinely wish I watched college football last night. I would have rather yelled Roll Tide at my television than the absolute hellscape that I was put through last night with these women. And by these women, I am only talking about one, and her name is Victoria. I have so many thoughts that this is basically going to be a burn book about her. And Mike Fleiss, creator of said program, The Bachelor, you will be hearing from my attorney, Kimberly Noel Kardashian, for infliction of emotional distress. Before I get into the tomfoolery that was Victoria's presence on ABC for 2 hours, let me highlight two amazing dates. The first one-on-one of the evening went to Brie, who is just such a gem. Brie shows up and Matt James decides to take them four-wheeling on a first date. Not too shabby, right? They go, you know, mudding. Except for the part where Matt flipped the ATV and almost hurt my sweet Brie.
Oh. I should have gone.
Are you okay?
I trusted you.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was a safe fall.
The first thing I'm thinking in my head is like, Bria's mom is going to kill me.
I mean, she was in a bodysuit, like nice designer jeans, and now she's covered in mud. But I did like the fact that he was like, what's her mom going to think? I'm going to have to explain these bruises on her legs to her mom. So points for that, Matt James. The other one-on-one went to Sarah, who is a former TV anchor. She left her job in broadcasting to be a caretaker for her father, who is living with ALS. And she's just absolutely perfect. Matt knows how lucky she is that she chose to come to this, and he better not screw it up, or he too will be hearing from my attorney, Kimberly Noel Kardashian. For, I don't know about that, but something will happen, Kennedy. Now let's make my blood pressure rise yet again. If you missed last week, we discussed this one contestant fighting for Matt James' heart and that she calls herself Queen Victoria. Nobody else calls herself that, just her. Victoria was one of the ladies to get picked for the group date, and I knew I was in for a miserable ride. Victoria is that girl that bullied you in high school for wearing fake Uggs and tried to sleep with your boyfriend and thought everyone loved her, but nobody did. You feel that vibe?
Yeah.
Now picture that on a date with 18 other women. Is your head pounding yet?
Okay.
Welcome to the pain I felt from 8 to 10 p.m. last night. The group date wasn't the worst part, though. No, no, no. Victoria decided things were just too boring for her and made up that Marilyn was bullying her.
Okay, well, Marilyn was my roommate and like...
Was your roommate?
Yes, and like she just like cries to like manipulate situations, and she's just like straight up toxic. So like I had to sleep on the couch temporarily because having that in the house, it's really hard, and I don't think like you've had that experience. So like it was crazy.
Marilyn is so soft-spoken, this woman that she's accusing of bullying her. I have to turn the volume up to 72 every time she's talking because I can't hear her. That's how shy and quiet she is. And she's talking to Matt about there's no way that she is bullying her. Victoria and Marilyn finally comes to blows about how Victoria's accusing her of bullying her.
Matt,
had mentioned that you think that I'm toxic and manipulative.
I do think you are those things.
I don't want to continue fighting.
I'm not trying to fight either, but I think that we can... We're like oil and vinegar.
But I think that we can come to an understanding. I really do believe that we can if we try.
Don't care to, Marilyn.
I did not say those things.
I need a break. You're too much for me.
Oil and vinegar? What are you, balsamic vinaigrette? Like, what?
Oil and water, I think, is what she meant there, Annie. Oil and water.
I know that none of the girls even care to engage with Victoria and truly are so sick of her because the dress that she wore to the rose ceremony, Kennedy, looked like what you would wear to the 18-plus night at the club. And the bra was showing in the back. And you know that if she was nice to the other ladies, nobody would have let her step out like that. I know this is going to come across bad, but I am not exaggerating one iota when I say if I got stuck in a house with Victoria, only one of us would come out, and I'm going to let you guys guess which one it would be.
Finish him.
We ended this episode on a cliffhanger. Will Victoria or Marilyn go home? Will I even tune in next week? I mean, you guys know I will, but let's pretend I will stand up and not subject myself just for funsies. Okay, bye.
Pretty sure you're contractually obligated to tune in at this point.
Yeah.
Annie's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. She's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
And don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
Kim's middle name is Noel.
Annie's obsessed, Bachelor Edition.
Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.